Hello.
Hey, is this Jay?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, this is Sam from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to talk about your file real quick?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to go over a couple things. I'm with the underwriting department. Looks like we're finishing up a final approval for you. Just had a couple points I wanted to discuss with you. Looks like, you know, looking at your file, you have a current loan right now. Is the balance around $130,000? Is that right?
That's what I could get it paid off for. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you have kind of like an early payment discount. That taking into account will put you at 130 for the payoff.
Right.
Okay. Okay. And so primarily, from my understanding, looking at this file, you kind of are more interested in getting a larger payoff loan so you can get some additional working capital, but consolidate it down to having just one payment.
Right.
Okay. And a little feedback for you on that. Right now, it's looking like with that balance being where it's at, compared to the current cash flow. Usually with the way these kind of payoffs go, it's called kind of like a one-to-one. I'm not sure if you've heard that phrase before, but usually
right.
when you're looking for a payoff, you need to net as much as you're paying off.
Right.
And right now, the way it stands, it's not going to be available. But what I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, if we are able to get you it's called a second position loan. So some additional working capital that doesn't require a payoff loan, but would put you in a position where you'd have some cash on hand. And once you get about midway into that term, there would be some renewing options where we would then be able to get you additional capital and pay off that existing loan. Is that something that you are looking into?
I already have something set up for that if that was the way to go. So. I probably wouldn't be interested at this point in anything but trying to put them together, but
okay.
I don't know, maybe I can reach out to you guys in a little while when that's paid down some and I get into the heavy part of my season, because I do have some pretty big jobs coming up this fall that'll boost receivables a lot.
Oh, I see. What type of work do you primarily do? Roofing. Is it commercial or?
Yeah, both. And then I also have a construction company. But I just signed this really big roof that starts late November. It's like a $1.2 million roof.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
okay.
Maybe around then we can talk again or something.
Okay, now, I mean, are you in need of any additional capital right now while you're waiting for those to kick in? Because I do have I do have some options for you if it's something that can help. And one of the benefits of it is if that is the situation you're in, and you know, right now with that current balance being too high for a payoff, it might make some sense if you can use the capital right now to start something off. That way you get midway into the term a little quicker. Once you get midway into the term, it's called a renewal option that we have. From there, you're eligible for additional funding, and usually at that time the approval amount is larger than the first time because you're an existing customer. So at that time you'd be able to get additional cash and be able to pay off that the current loan that you have. Who is that through right now?
Can Capital.
Okay. Yeah. Can Capital. I know them pretty well. So like, you know, if that's something that you could use some additional capital right now, I have, it's looking like about 90,000 available to you. That if that can bridge the gap until the time we're able to pay it all off, it's definitely there for you. I'm not sure if you have, I know you said you're looking into other options. If that was in the ballpark of what you're looking for or,
what kind of terms is that?
So for this particular one that I'm working on, it looks like it's a 12-month term with a renewal option at about the 5.5-month period.
Okay, and what would the rate be on that?
So this one, give me 1 second. I can do some quick math. It looks like the max amount that I can get you approved for is about $94,000. And then the payback on, if you wanted to do the full 94, would be, let's see, 1 point. It would be about $120,000.
Okay. Over 12 months. So what would the payment be?
Yeah, so that would come with a 486 daily payment. And that's on the 12-month term. And then a couple things I just, you know, if we're, you know, getting into the numbers of it, I just want to throw out there. There are discounts for an early payback. And at the time, once the renewal becomes an option, if it is something you want to do, we offer interest forgiveness on the remaining interest balance at that time. So once you get midway through, if you want to go ahead and take the additional funds, the remaining balance of your first loan would then be forgiven.
Okay. And that's approved for that amount?
I just need the credit officer to sign off on it. I wanted to give you a call just to see if it was even something you were looking for before we kind of went forward on it. But if it is, it's something that I have ready to go. I could get it all wrapped up for you today.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that sounds actually pretty good.
Okay. Now, was the, I mean, like I said, 94 is the top end. Is that, would you want the 94, or were you looking, did you have a specific number in mind that you were looking for?
Yeah, I mean, it could be a little less than that. I mean, 80 or something would be fine.
Okay.
And that would lower the rate, right?
It would lower your payback. And I can, if you want to give me a minute, I can get you the actual number on what you would do with the 80. Let's see. So on 80, you'd be looking at paying back just a little over $102,000.
Okay. Over 12 months.
Yes. And then also, again, always with the 12 months, that's if you take it to term, early payback discounts are available, and on the renewal, you're going to save a lot on the interest.
Okay.
Because it sounds like that's kind of what you have. I mean, I'm not looking at this just this one deal. Sounds like you have plans going forward, especially with that existing loan. So it's something to consider also. You know, there's a lot of discounts to be had if you know that's happening. It's actually a really good program for that.
You don't need any more paperwork from me, right? I already sent you and everything you need.
Now, let me take a look. It looks like the only other thing I would need to generate the documents for if you wanted to do the 80 would just be a copy of your driver's license and a voided business check. From there, okay. I can get the documents written up and send them over to you to kind of review.
Okay. Okay. I can do that. That's no big deal.
Okay. Now, I think you were talking to Tyler. So he's probably the one that you've been emailing back and forth. If you want to just send the check and driver's license to Tyler, I can get that directly from him, and I'll turn around and email you the documents right back.
Okay. All right. That sounds great.
Okay. Now, did you think you wanted to go for the 80?
So what was the difference in the 80 to 90? Wasn't that much, right?
Yeah, it's basically, I mean, for on the 80,000, you're going to be paying back a little over 102,000. Okay, so there's about 22,000 in interest there. On the if you did the 94, you'd be looking at about 26,000 in interest. So you're looking at about a $4,000 interest difference for the 14,000 difference in what you would net. So it's pretty similar, but it just comes down to the total amount that you'd like and what you feel comfortable with. The payback for the 80,000, I can give you the daily amount so you can kind of compare that. A lot of times that makes that ultimately is the biggest difference, what's coming out of the bank account every day. So let's see, on the 80, for the 80,000, looks like your daily payment would be about 406, just about 407. On the 94, you were looking at $486, so about an $80 difference a day between those.
Okay, and what about, I mean, are there any hidden fees, like you guys get percentage points and all that? Or
no, let me look. Occasionally they have kind of like an origination fee, which is the term, but I don't, right now, I don't see an origination fee on this deal. I will know for sure once I generate the documents if it's there. I don't think that it is, though. So it looks like we have you just straight on the rate factor.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, then I'll just do the 90.
Okay. I mean, it goes up to 94, so I can do 90, I can do 94, I can do 80, whichever you would like. Just got to know so I can generate the documents.
Well, I mean, for the month, I mean, it's the same term, so I might as well go with the 94.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Perfect. I will go ahead, I'll put a request in, and then as soon as you can email the driver's license and the voided check to Tyler, we can get the documents generated and send them over to you to take a look at.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Did you have any other questions for me while I'm on the line?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, perfect. Just send those over, and we'll get them back to you, and we can answer any questions you got on it.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe.